Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Question to be answered in this episode, Romans 11:4, what saith the answer of God? The philosophers' debate is over. The question of the centuries is finally answered. Some philosophers have said there is no God. Some have refused to believe for lack of evidence, while still others have said, yes, there is a God. There is a first cause. There is an unmoved mover. There is an unsurpassable greatness. There is a necessary being. There is a God. The philosopher's debate is over. The question of the centuries is finally and definitively answered. God, in his own time, a time convenient for himself, has abruptly and suddenly broken his silence and made known in a mighty way to man, believers and non-believers alike, that he is, he exists, he lives. He has put an end to the long, lingering mystery of his existence and his power, thus dissolving all doubts. God has made known his existence, his presence, and power by his design of a divine intersection. The philosopher's debate is over. The question of the centuries is finally, definitively, and eternally answered. Where there was doubt, now there is sound, credible knowledge based on positive, indisputable, preponderant evidence, which leads to a confident and unshakable belief in God, who has stepped, as it were, into time and the world and made himself known in a mighty and much believable way, giving to men the knowledge which comes from God alone. So God steps into the world and through his design of divine intersection speaks to the world and gives knowledge to mankind. That which is written, God is great and we know him not, must needs be updated to God is great and we know him. The works of today's philosophers must reflect the present truth of God's existence, his appearance, and his works. The question is asked, what is truth? The question is answered. God has answered it, saying, this is truth. God is in Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord God. I, the Lord God, am. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, exist. The philosopher's debate is over. The question of the centuries is finally, definitively, and eternally answered. God lives. The man, Tommy L. Hart, the great power of God, the former of all things, has made God known. Revelation 10, verse 7 is fulfilled. The mystery of God is finished. It is done. It is over. God is known. Now, I have a note with this which says, and this comes from Daniel 5:16, where the word says to me, Tommy Hart, the Lord God, thou canst make interpretations and dissolve doubts. God has the power to make interpretations when it comes to the content of the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB. God is empowered to interpret the content of the AVB. Now, these are things which I will read, which the world leaders, the powers that be, must respond to and issue a report to the people. These are some basic questions to which I have responded. I'll get to the basic questions later, but right now, these are things which, as I said, the authorities and philosophers owe the people a report. Each one given his own report on the Lord God, their God, Tommy L. Hart. The authorities and philosophers owe the people a report on the good current news concerning their God and Lord Tommy L. Hart. In their report, they are to address these questions, but not necessarily in the order given. Question one, which the authorities and philosophers must address in their report, their individual report, let me make that clear. Question one, 2 Samuel 22:32. I'll try to turn to these. and read them. 2 Samuel 22:32. Before I read that, let me read 2 Samuel 22, verse 14. It says, "The Most High uttered his voice." The voice you hear presently is the voice of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the Lord, your God. The Most High utters his voice. Now, 2 Samuel 22:32 says this. It asks the question, who is God? The powers that be, the authorities, and the philosophers must address this along with the following questions. Who is God? And Psalm 18:31. Psalm says this. It asks again, who is God? Proverbs, next question, 30, verse 9, asks the question, who is the Lord? Now, God's name and the Lord's name is given. It is given. It has been given to you, the people, and you should know that God's name is Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord God, the people's God. Next question they must address, Psalm 42, verses 3 and 10. And we have there, Psalm 42, 3 asks, where is thy God? The authorities, the powers that be, and the philosophers must address this in their individual report. Where is thy God? Micah 7:10. Well, before we leave Psalm 42, let's look at verse 10. Verse 10 asks the same question. Where is thy God? These things are important. If you know, some of you may know, that one of the most talked about subjects coming from the philosophers is the question of God, his existence. So, with the coming of God and the making and God making known his presence, his name, and his whereabouts, the philosophers, the authorities must address these things. Officially, and they must address these things for the public at large. And settle among all the people the things which they may know about God. Romans speaks to that. Romans chapter 1. And it says this. Starting with verse 18 at the very end of it, speaking of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. There are things which may be known of God, now that God has come, such as God's name. Another thing, God lives. The existence of God, the presence of God, the voice of God is heard. Man can see God that which may be known of God is manifest in them. In what? In the works of God, and it is to be manifest in the works of the powers that be, the authorities, and the works of present-day and future philosophers. That which may be known of God, about God, concerning God, is manifest in them, the works of God. For God has showed it to them. And that's what I have been doing, and that's what I am doing. My works declare the presence of God in Tommy L. Hart. And so, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. There is new knowledge in the land and in the world. New knowledge. The new knowledge of the presence, the physical bodily presence of God in the world, on the earth, on planet earth. The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they, the people, including the authorities and philosophers, they are without excuse. They are without excuse. The unbeliever now in the real God, the unbeliever is without excuse. God has made certain things known to the world. Very important things. The prophecy of the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, having to do with the coming of God to the earth, is fulfilled in Tommy L. Hart. Glorious news, wonderful news. This is the good news. This is the good news. What is the good news? The good news is, as I read minutes ago, God is, God exists, God lives. God lives in the man, Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart, the great power of God, is present among us. The great power of God is present among us. The great power of God is here with mankind on the earth. God has made his presence known. The people are without excuse. There are things the people must do according to the law. According to the law. And always remember this. Let this be your mantra. The Bible, the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, is a law book. It is the chief law book. The Bible, the AVB, is the chief law book. Yes, so God has made his presence known. That is in accordance with John 7, the statement there that says in John 7, verse 4, it says to me, if thou do these things, what the things that is said, that the Bible says God will do, they say to me, if you do these things, show thyself to the world, manifest thyself. So I am obeying the statement in the law book, John 7, verse 4. I've been showing myself to the world now for quite some time. Men, the people, are without excuse when it comes to whether or not they know, when it comes to the present knowledge of God, the current knowledge of God, the good news. God is here with man on the earth. As is spoken in, that would be Luke, right here, Luke chapter 1, and you see these words right here. The Lord is with thee. The Bible is about God and the people and things pertaining to God. This statement here is to the people. The word of God announces to the people, the Lord is with thee. That's exactly where I am. I am here. I am the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and I'm here on the earth with men. The Lord is with thee. You need to mark that statement as true and fulfilled by the power of God, whose name is Tommy L. Hart. Remember, God, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God, the great power possessing God, and the great power having the designation of God. Remember the question I shared with you before, where men ask in the Bible, the law book, the AVB, they said, can we find a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And the search began. The search began. Men began to search for a man having the Spirit of God, what they call the Spirit of God, within him. And, of course, in the book of Acts, you have this man, the word announcing, saying, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. So if you connect that statement to, let me turn to a statement in Genesis. The statement in Genesis says this. It's Genesis 41:38. They ask, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? That's the question of the centuries. Can we find him? John chapter 1 says this. They have now answered, they have now gotten their the answer to their question. Can they find a man in whom the Spirit of God is? They have gotten an answer to the question. The answer here, they say, in response, they say this. John 1:45, they say this. We have found him. Now, this information is to be in the report, and the report's coming from the powers that be, the authorities, and the philosophers. This information is to be in their reports, each having a report. The United States, the government of the United States putting forth a report, the government of the UK putting forth a report, the government of Germany putting forth a report, and et cetera, so on. So you understand what I mean when I say the powers that be, which are the authorities, and also the philosophers, are to issue a report, an official report on the current doings of God. the presence of God, the name of God, the works of God. Okay? So they asked the question, that's the question of the century. Can we find a man in whom the Spirit of God is? The Lord God comes, makes himself known, and their response is to their people and to me, because they are to issue a report to me also, the Lord their God. Their report will reflect this. We have found him. Our question is answered. Our quest is over. Just as the philosopher's debate is over, God has settled the matter concerning self. God is, and God has presented himself to the world. And the word of God announces, as announced to the people, the Lord is with you. Okay, so you see how these things go. The Lord is with you. Okay, so we did that. We did John. We did our Romans, the statement in Romans 1. There is no excuse for the people not to answer and not to put forth their reports. There is no excuse for the people not to know. God has shown the necessary thing that men need to know in order to put forth their reports. God has shown it, shown the truth to other manner to them. Okay, so we continue with things that the authorities and philosophers must address in their report. We started with they must address these things. Who is God? Who is the Lord? Where is thy God? They must be able to say where God is. And of course they can do that because I have told them where I am. And the question, the next question is Micah 7:10. Where is the Lord thy God? Very similar to the preceding question, where is thy God? But they must respond to these things. And notice how this is where the first question in Psalm 42 says, where is thy God? And the next one says, Micah 7:10, where is the Lord thy God? And they said this after they asked the question. They said, okay, let me go to the next question. That was in Micah 7:10. Try to turn to it right. I'll turn to it right quickly, if I can, and if not, move on. Okay, 7:10, Micah. Where is the Lord thy God? Crucial questions. The next question is Proverbs 30, verse 4. What is his name? What is his name? Authorities, are you getting these things? You philosophers, are you getting these things? Because I believe that the authorities already know these things. You know, they know what they have to do in terms of Bible content, in dealing with Bible content. I believe they know, they, the Gentile authorities, know what they are to do, just as I am to do my work, you know, as it relates to and with Bible content. They have to do. They know that these things they must answer. They know that. Nevertheless, I'm saying it. I'm telling them, reminding them, prompting them, trying to prompt them to go ahead and do that which they have to do. And this is it. This is one of those things. Address these things. Where's the Lord thy God? Where's thy God? Who is the Lord? Who is God? What is his name? Remember the statement in Romans? God has told them. They have no excuse not to know and not to issue their report on God. What is his name? My name must be in their report. Where, Job 9:24 asks, where and who is he? Now, the where question is asked in Micah 7:10 also. But they come in Job 9:24 and ask also, where? And not just where is he, but who is he? That was asked in Proverbs 30, verse 4, wasn't it? What is his name? Well, they ask again in Job 9:24, where and who is he? Speaking of God, God is the subject. So they must address these things in their reports. And the individual reports, who is God? Who is the Lord? Where is thy God? Where is the Lord thy God? What is his name? Where and who is he? And Jeremiah 37:17 asks, is there any word from the Lord? They must address that. There is word from the Lord, and they must address that. The question calls for it. Is there any word from the Lord? Jeremiah 37:17. Turn to it. 37:17 does say, is there any word from the Lord? Now, Jeremiah 23:35. Jeremiah 23:35 asks this. What has the Lord answered? They have to address this. You authorities, you philosophers, you must address this along with these other things in your report. What has the Lord answered? Who is he? Who is the Lord? What is his name? Where and who is he? Where is the Lord thy God? Where is thy God? What hath the Lord thy God answered? Well, we already know that. I, the Lord, your God, have answered all things. That the authorities and the philosophers are to address this. I have answered all things. Okay. And of course, I've made known to you, the people, what all things, the group all things is. All things is a group of certain things, okay? And that group is called all things. All things in the AVB does not mean everything. The AVB says God knows all things. That is not the same to say, God knows everything. No, it means just what it says. God knows all things. And God presents all things to the world. So, the authorities and philosophers must respond to Jeremiah 23:35 and 37. What has the Lord answered? Next, Jeremiah 23:35 and 37, they must respond to this question. What hath the Lord spoken? Well, I, the Lord, your God, have spoken the law. I have spoken all things. I have spoken the name of God. I have spoken on the temple that is to be built in honor of the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. Look at Psalm 11:4. Psalm 11:4 says this. The Lord is in his holy temple. The law, this supreme law, this mighty law, sees the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, in his temple. And you, the people, have been given the commandment to go ahead and build the temple. You are to build a temple in Augusta, Georgia, United States of America. The authorities and the philosophers must respond to this question. What has the Lord answered? Okay. Now, so they must respond to the question, what has the Lord answered? And the question, what has the Lord spoken? What has the Lord spoken? Now, these questions are easy to answer for them. They are easy to answer because all of these things are in my word. All of these things are in Long Master's archives. Okay. So these are easy questions. This is not a complicated task for the authorities, the powers that be. Nor is it a difficult task for the philosophers, today's and future philosophers. The task is simple. I have shown them, I have given them the necessary, the needful information. Okay, so they must address that. And next, they must address this question coming from Romans 11:4. Romans 11:4 says this. It says, what saith the answer of God? What saith the answer of God? What has God said? In his answer, God's answer to matters of the law. What saith the answer of God? Next question, Micah 3:11. Is not the Lord among us? Micah 3:11. Okay, Micah 3:11 does ask, is not the Lord among us? And we've already seen the word that says in Luke 1, the Lord is with you. We've already seen that. So they ask the question which the philosophers and authorities must address, is not the Lord among us? They're talking among themselves. Do you get this? The people, the powers that be, the Gentiles are talking among themselves. Is not the Lord among us? And black people, you can ask the same question. You can answer the same question. Okay? Now, next question. Micah 6:8. Micah 6:8. What doth the Lord require of thee? Mm-hmm. What doth the Lord require of thee? Well, you know what the Lord, Tom L. Hart, requires of you. I require, it is required by law, that you keep the law of God, the law that has come down from the Lord God to Tom L. Hart. It is required of the Lord, it is required by law, that you do what? That you do this report, which I'm talking about now. Authorities and philosophers, present day and future philosophers. It is required that you build, you authorities and powers that be, that you build the temple of the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, in Augusta, Georgia. That's a requirement of the law. It is required that you come and get with the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, you powers that be, you philosophers. It is required that you come to me. And I think we'll see that later on. But you see, you see it because I've told you. Okay? Now, what does the Lord require of me? What does the law require of you? Jeremiah 9:12. Oh, before we leave that, what does the Lord require of thee? Look at Mark 11:23. It says about the Lord there, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That settles the matter, doesn't it? No debate is needed. Mark 11. Yeah, Mark 11:23. It says, the question is asked, what does the Lord thy God require of you? It says this, he shall have whatsoever he says. A temple to be built in his honor in Augusta, Georgia, during his lifetime. During my lifetime, while I'm here, while I can see. And the statement that I read, the Lord is in his holy temple. While I am here and alive on earth, okay, he shall have whatsoever he says. So this statement is not speaking of to people and about people, that they shall have whatsoever they say. you know, your lying ministers and all, okay? But you can look at my work, you can hear my episodes, my program, and you can see how God deals with Scripture. Okay? I have the power, the right to interpret Scripture. I alone possess that power, that right. Men do not possess that. Your preachers do not possess the right to interpret Scripture. Your preachers are criminals anyway. The preachers of Jesus, Christianity, I've talked about that. But the authorities will address that, and the philosophers will address that in their report. Because the report, criteria asks, what has the Lord said? What has he spoken? And I've spoken about the evil religion of Christianity and religion in general, and shown what makes it evil, how it is evil. Okay. So, I, the Lord, the law says, the book of the law says, I shall have whatsoever I say. I've also said that starting September 1, 2012, all those people who are 22 years old and above shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. And the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, should receive that check or money order by the 15th of each month. That's for all the people. Okay. All the people who are I have said is about the $30 being sent by the people to the Lord their God, Tommy O'Hart. That's what I have said. And I have also said that the authorities must come to see me, and the philosophers of today must come to see me, because they have to address something like that, which we will need to. Let's move on. So, what does the Lord require of thee? The Lord shall have whatsoever he says. Now, Job 37:12 says this. Job 37:12 says this. They, the people, may do whatsoever he, the Lord their God, commandeth them. Now, in legal terminology, may means shall. So, speaking legally, they, the people, shall do whatsoever he, the Lord their God, Tommy O'Hart, commandeth them upon the face of the world and the earth. They shall do whatsoever he commands them. He shall have whatsoever he says. Moving on, these things are to be addressed by the authorities and present day and future philosophers. What does the Lord require? Jeremiah 9:12, who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken? Names must be on their report, or included in their report, their name, and names of all those that are applicable. Because it asks, who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken? And this implies that they come see me. That they come see me. They visit me. John 7:47 asks, are ye yet deceived? They are to address that question. 1 Corinthians 10:22, are we stronger than he, the Lord? They are to address that. Who is stronger? They are the Lord, their God, Tommy O'Hart. John 16:31 says, do ye now believe? They are to state, they are to address that question in their report. Luke 23:40, dost thou fear God? Remember the commandment, fear God. They are to address that question. Do you fear God? Psalm 12:4, who is Lord over us? Who is Lord over us? They are to address that question. Is the Lord, it said the Lord is with you. Is the Lord over you? They are to address that question. Is the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart, over you? Above you and authority. Deuteronomy 4:33, did ever people hear the voice of God speaking? They are to address that. You hear my voice speaking now. You who are listening to me. Right? But those who come to me, they will hear my voice speaking also. They should hear my voice speaking also and see me as well. Isaiah 66:8, who has heard such a thing? What such a thing? Who has heard such a thing as the voice of God speaking? You listening to me, you've heard it. The authorities and philosophers are to address that question also. John 18:35, what hast thou done? That's a good question, isn't it, that they must address. Okay, as is to say, in light of this knowledge of the Lord's presence and all that he has done, his works and all, what have you done? What have you done? And this right here is a legal document I'm reading to you. Okay. This is a legal document. This is coming from the mouth of the Lord your God, Tommy O'Hart. This is a legal document. that I'm reading off to you. This is a divine legal document coming from God. What hast thou done? Address that in your report. Malachi 2:17, where is the God of judgment? The God of judgment is the Lord who is with you. The God of judgment is the same as this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. Now, these are questions the authorities and the present-day and future philosophers must respond to, and they must issue a report and an official report to the people, and they must send me a copy of the report as well. Send to me, the Lord their God, a copy of the report as well. And remember, in doing, in making up this report, writing this report, they must come and see me, because they will serve as witnesses to the presence of God. People who have, like it says, there's a statement that says, we have seen the Lord. Okay, that would be in their report. Those who actually have come to me and seen me, talk with me. Okay? Hearing my voice, looking at me as I speak. Witnesses of God, witnesses of the presence of God on earth, witnesses of the glory of God. The glory of God is His Word. Now, these here are some basic questions to which I have responded. Genesis 27:32 asked me, "Who art thou?" My answer, I read Isaiah 45:5. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. Judges 13:17 asked me, saying this, and I need to turn to it. Judges 13:17 says this to me. What is thy name, that we may do thee honor? And I have given my name. My name is Tommy L. Hart. And the question asked preceding this, who art thou? I am the Lord. Okay. Now, we may do thee honor. May, in legal terms, mean shall. We shall do thee honor. That's a promise that I get from Judges 13:17. So they asked the question, what is my name? And I've given them my name. My name is Tommy L. Hart. Who art thou? I am the Lord your God. The promise, Psalm 80:18. Psalm 80:18 says this, we will call upon thy name. Call upon means to visit. Okay, that's one definition of it. Means to visit for a short while. Remember, I said the authorities and the philosophers owe me a visit. Okay, why? Because they have promised in the book of the law to come visit me for a short while. And because they will serve as witnesses of seeing God, having seen God. And they'll put their name to their report. All right. Visit for call upon means to visit for a short while, and it also means to invite to speak. But they'll promise to call upon me, to visit me, and to invite me to speak. Psalm 8, verse 9, it says this, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Now, we have also in Genesis 3, verse 9, where art thou? My answer, I am in Augusta, Georgia, United States of America. In John 1:38, they asked me, where dwellest thou? My answer, I dwell in Augusta, Georgia, United States of America. Come and see. So I invite you. I invite you, authorities, you present-day philosophers, come and see me. Because there's the promise of your coming to see me, which says, we will call upon thy name. What is my name? My name is Tommy L. Hart, the Lord your God. So they are saying, we will call upon the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. We will call upon our Lord and God, Tommy. Okay? Now they ask me in Psalm 79, verse 10, where is their God? Your God, people, your God is in Augusta, Georgia, United States of America. Now, as with the invitation I've issued you, come see me, and that come see me, that's in John chapter 1, taken from John chapter 1. Come and see where I live. Come and see me. Okay? That invitation, you first write me at this address of your intention to come see me, of your intent, Post Office Box 983. Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. As I've said previously, direct your correspondence to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, or the Lord, my God, Tommy L. Hart. Address it that manner. Okay? The Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Again, Post Office Box 983. Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815, Hepzibah, Hepzibah. Okay, the reason they ask for my name, they say, thank you. I did not put the reference here. Okay, we stop. I'll move on. They say, the reason they ask for my name, that all the people of the earth may know thy name and fear thee. That might be in 2 Chronicles 6:33. Let's see. 2 Chronicles 6:33. Yes, it is. That all people of the earth may know thy name and fear thee. So they ask for my name. They have my name. Isn't that wonderful? The good news of God. The good news of God. So the authorities, the powers that be, and the philosophers have the information needed to make and publish their reports. Proverbs 3:27 says to the authorities and philosophers, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. The Lord is good. His word is good. The people have a right to know the good concerning the truth of the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. I say to the authorities and philosophers, do not sit on the truth of God. Make and publish your reports now. Yeah, get on with that right now. Be obedient to the word of God. Be obedient to the Lord your God. Obey the law. And those of you to whom this applies, get your reports done and published, and send me a copy also of each and every report. There we have it. There we have it. The philosopher's debate is over. The question of the centuries is finally, definitively, and eternally answered. God lives. The man, Tommy L. Hart, the great power of God, the former of all things, has made God known. Revelation 10:7 is fulfilled. The mystery surrounding God is finished. It is done. It is over. God is known. Join me next time. Check my page. And make sure you hear each and every broadcast, each and every episode, because if you miss some, whether it be one or more, you miss a lot of information, valuable, necessary, need-to-know information. You miss it if you miss an episode. But isn't it good that you can always go to Lawmaster's Archive and catch up? It's good to keep up. It's good to just keep up, isn't it? It's good. Join me next time.